Dit is Radio 100. Radio 100 is een samenwerking van Factum FM, WAS, Radio Rabotnik Televisie en DFM. Radio 100 zendt uit iedere dag van 3 uur 's middags tot 3 uur 's nachts. Voor meer informatie bel Amsterdam 162641. Radio 100 op de 100 MHz FM.
Ja, je zou het bijna vergeten, maar dit was de jingle voor Radio 100. En de jingle van Radio 100 is opgebouwd uit het nummer Kolaja van The Residents. En op het ogenblik luister je naar Radio WHS. En WHS Radio is een onderdeel van Radio 100, namelijk... Radio 100 is een samenwerkingsverband van een aantal radiostations die gevestigd zijn op de 100.0 FM. So this was a real fine jingle. Well, we already have it since the record came out. But I heard that in America there is also a sort of disco net mix from this song.
Oh. Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, there is, yeah. Someone took the Dutch version and yet re-edited it and remixed it again from the CD, I think, from the Torso CD, and added some new drums to it and added some of Billie Jean to it and like really made it like super novelty, and it's been re-released out to clubs and... Which once again is getting it played in the clubs again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's now there's something for the collector to look for.
Yeah, but I think it's only for this special club of DJs.
Yeah, it is. It's a subscription service.
Yeah. So if you want to buy it, or if you ever can get a hold of on it, you have to pay 100 guilders at least, I think. And I think it's an LP with six songs, six other
four.
Mixes, four other mixes.
Four, I think. It's a two 12-inch. No, maybe it is six. I don't really remember. But I've got a copy if anybody wants to try to
it's a pity you haven't taken it with you, or at least a recording of it, because I think the people would be very anxious to hear it.
Oh, I didn't even consider it, or I could have, real easily. But I know that there's going to be some coming to the country, because I think that the deal that was worked out with Torso was that they're going to pay them in copies of the record.
Oh, yes, but I don't think Torso will sell these records, knowing Ruth.
Probably
so
not.
Is this 12-inch remix only out on the Torso label, or is it also out on Relf Records?
No, it's only out on Torso.
And Torso sold the rights also to, I think, Spain. And
right.
I saw in Spain a Spanish... version pressing of it, and I think there is probably a Greek pressing as well, or is that only from
I don't know. I think it's licensed into Greek. I don't know Greece. I don't know if there's a Greece separate pressing or not. Then there could be. I should get a copy if there is.
Do you have all the foreign pressings of all the Residents records?
Yeah.
They're all in a sort of archives of of the Cryptic Corporation.
Yeah, we have quite a collection, actually. We should open a museum someday.
Well, I think the residents are in the Modern Art Museum.
Well, the videos are in the museum. I don't know about any records.
No, but that's the only thing of the residents which is in the museum.
Right, which will be, by the way, released. The video is being released here, I think, next week.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. And that's a special compilation video?
Yeah. It's pretty much all the residence videos. The ones that were on tour all compiled into one video.
What do you mean, the ones?
Well, in most places on the tour, the videos were shown before the show.
Yeah.
And it's that plus a little more.
So that the people can, those videos people saw before the concert, they can buy.
Right. It's a Man's World and the 1 minute ones and et cetera, et cetera.
Do the residents still make a video clips?
Yeah, they haven't made one this year, but they want to. You know, a lot of times it's just a matter of figuring out how to finance it. It's very expensive. But,
yeah. But there isn't a video clip from Kolaja, for instance, or from...
No.
From Hit the Road, Jack.
No. No, if there's anything, it will be from what they're currently working on. And because they're working on a new album now.
Yeah.
And so, but once again, I still don't know where the money's going to come from for it. But
like Kurosawa, Fellini, and Stanley Kubrick, great people have very big difficulties financing their films.
So the residents also have difficulties, yes. Okay, well, the next tracks which we are going to listen, can you give some more information about it?
These are two more that were on this cassette that the residents gave me. One of them sounds like it might be somewhat coming off the Big Bubble period.
Oh, yes.
The other one sounds like just like a beginning track for something.
Okay. So, but this is some older material, not 87.
This is 87.
Oh, still 87.
Yeah, everything I have is 87.
Okay.
I wouldn't bring you anything other than the latest.
All right. Bye.
interesting. Perhaps you can explain another story then, Mr. Clem. I understand that the residents simply hate and abhor the Beatles. What can you say about that?
Sid, that's absolutely false. The residents do not hate the Beatles. They have simply expressed an attitude which indicates boredom with the present-day rock and roll culture.
All right, then. Perhaps you can explain to me why the rumor is currently running rampant through Australia that the Beatles are, in fact, the residents.
Such a rumor exists, Sid, because Ram Magazine in Australia published a story supporting the argument that the residents are, in fact, the Beatles.
But this is, of course, untrue.
It's absolutely untrue, Sid.
But then maybe it explains why the residents have released their new single with a Beatles song right on it.
Well, it may or may not explain that, Sid. It just so happens, though, the residents did record Flying, a Beatles tune from the Magical Mystery Tour album. You may be more interested to know, however, that the Beatles themselves perform a resident song on the flip side of this very same record.
Aha! It must have been really tough to get those lads back in the studio again.
Tough it was, Sid. In fact, the Beatles don't even know they were there.
Let us hear this controversial new single right now.
Thank you.
Ja, dat waren de Residents. Een wat oudere opname van de Residents. Wat heet een hele oude opname. In which year the Residents did record this?
I don't actually know. I'm sorry. I'd have to look it up.
Well, I mean, it was in the beginning, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was in the 70s sometime.
Yeah. And you were just telling me that the Residents did it by cutting the tapes themselves.
Yeah, it's all tape work.
Yeah.
Every sound in it actually came off of a Beatle record. And a lot of the things were overlaid, and in order to get them in sequence and to get them synced together, they would wrap tape around the capstans of the tape recorders to change the speed of them.
Yeah.
To bring them into proper speed so the loops would match up.
Mm.
There's a lot of work in that one piece.
So in the beginning, the Residents did a lot of things to get attention, and one of the things they had a Beatle sort of Beatle cover on the first Residents LP, and this is also the Beatles. Do you think the Residents still listen to the Beatles?
I think they've memorized them years ago.
Yeah.
I think that it's just more of a pop awareness. They have a pop music awareness that infiltrates into their music all the time. So the Beatles just happen to be sort of like the current ongoing kings, along with Elvis, I suppose.
Along with Elvis,
That.
Yeah.
I feel like I ought to stick up for the Residents, seeing as only their manager's here right now. They'd never use a cheap ploy like taking the Beatles' name to publicize themselves.
Oh. Yeah, but we had on Monday we had a television program which was called 20 Years Ago to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, and the CD which came out from Sgt. Pepper. Do you think the Residents still remember the Beatles and say, well, it was 20 years ago, why don't we do another Beatles song?
I've been very surprised, because what I thought that they were working on for their next album isn't what they were doing at all. I was under the impression that they were doing an American Composer series next, and just recently found out that they're not.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, because rumors say the next LP from the Residents will be with Bob Dylan and Sun Ra on it.
That's what I had understood myself, but yeah. It apparently is not true.
Oh. So it's still a great surprise what will come out.
Yeah, apparently they're working on an entirely different project from that. Mm-hmm. So.
But the first thing which will come out is a CD of the live recording in the Paradiso in Amsterdam.
Yeah. In fact, when I was here last time, if as you may remember, what I was doing here when I was on your show last time was that I was in town because I was editing that same CD, and I must admit I'm back in town editing that same CD again.
There were some problems,
there
I think.
Some problems, yeah.
Which are overcome now.
Yeah, finally.
So we can expect this CD in about two or three weeks?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks it'll finally be out. I think we've got it straightened out this time.
Yeah. And this will be a big part of the concert recorded in Paradiso.
Right. And I just went through the whole thing just on Monday, doing the final edit on it. And it's actually quite good. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And this is the concert on which Snakefinger played as well.
Yeah. He plays beautifully too.
So will the last part of the concert will also be included, where Snakefinger did a bit too much of a solo, I think, according to the Residents?
No, the Residents had strict instructions to make sure that none of that was included.
So, and talking about the CDs, this CD will come out on Torso Records, as I understood, not on Ralph.
Right.
Yeah, and Torso will be re-releasing old stuff on CD as well.
Right, the entire back catalog will be coming out on Torso.
Well, the entire.
The entire catalog. Yeah.
And so, as I understood, all the LPs will come out on CD, but some of the CDs will have extra things on it.
All of the CDs will have extra things on
it. But will those extra things be already recorded stuff or also not recorded on record?
The current strategy, it's going to be a release period that's going to go over the full year. The first two releases are Eskimo and the third Rock and Roll. I think that the general strategy is to try to release all of the additional material in connection with the major LPs, which means that like a minor LP, like say the soundtrack to The Census Taker, which has a lot of other tracks on it too that have already been released, will be condensed down and will be on the same CD as Whatever Happened to Violinist Fats. Our Title in Limbo will be, which was done with Ronald on the Loaf, will be reduced down to its best tracks and will be included with one of the other albums.
Yeah.
So it'll be that type of thing. I don't think there'll be anything specially recorded for it, but I think that anyone who buys all the CDs will pretty much have the entire collection of everything that's been released.
Yeah. So, and this will only be in on Torso Records again?
It'll only be on Torso in Europe.
Yeah. Won't Ralph ever release a Resident CD?
The Residents do CD with a different company in the States.
Oh. Oh, that's Ryko.
Yeah. So they're signed to a different label for CDs.
Oh. The Residents have different deals with... they have their records on Ralph, their CDs on Ryko. Do they have other deals?
In the States?
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's Ryko and the and Ralph. Ryko for CDs and Ralph for the LPs. At least through the next LP.
Mm-hmm.
The Residents contract actually expires after the next LP for Ralph.
Oh. And the Residents will stay with Ralph, or you don't know?
Well, it'll go into negotiation. I expect that they'll stay with Ralph. But We'll wait on that one.
Okay, can you tell something about the next tracks?
No. It's another one of the ones that I don't know anything about. It's from that cassette that I got.
Okay, here we go. We'll be right back. Ja, dat waren weer opnames van The Residents, waarvan de titels nog niet bekend zijn. Het zijn allemaal ruwe opnames die The Residents na hun laatste tour gemaakt hebben. So, we're nearly at the end of this program. Hardy, can you tell something about when The Residents will come back to Holland, to Europe? Are they planning a new European tour?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's another reason I'm here. It's they're going to be running their 1989 tour based, so the European tour will be 89, and I'm sure they'll be back here. In fact, probably they'll be at the Music Theater in 89. And but since that's a while off, I highly recommend that everyone be at the Milky Way Saturday night, where I'll be to see Snakefinger.
Yeah, okay. So, and what about the Mole show? What has happened to the Mole show? Do you know something about that?
No.
Only the residents know.
Well, I don't know what you mean. The Mole show was finished.
So, everybody's waiting, still waiting for part three of the Mole trilogy?
Part three, well. You say part three. No, I don't know a thing about part three either. I know it's, they talk about it like it's something they're going to do.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know anything about it.
I guess it's in there with part four of the famous composers, American composers.
Oh, I think that will happen. I think all of it will happen if they live long enough.
Okay, well, let's end this program with two tracks of the new Snakefinger album. En ja, ik zal het nog even vertellen. Snakefinger die speelt aanstaande zaterdagavond in de Melkweg. En Snakefinger, zoals jullie allemaal wel weten en als jullie naar het programma hebben geluisterd, is de vaste gitarist van The Residents. Maar hij zal natuurlijk geen Residents muziek gaan spelen. Hij heeft zijn eigen muziek. Okay, well, I think this was it. I thank you, and well, I hope the people come to the Milky Way to see Snakefinger.
Hope so too.
Okay, this was WHS Radio, a special item about Residents and Snakefinger, and I will be on your radio next week on the same wavelength and the same time. Until then, bye bye. I wonder why they had to cry. They talk so much about it. I had to try. We'll be right back.
water.
He gave me water.
He gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water.
Gave me water.
He gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water.
He gave me water.
He gave me water.
Won't let it
swell.
He gave
me water.
Jesus gave that woman
water.
Gave her that living lasting
water.
What a
water,
loving
water.
When there was none
in the well,
there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. It was there she met our Savior. So the story tell, hell, that woman dropped her pitcher, but her drinking was made richer by the water he gave her when there was none in.
I'm tough with my stuff. Too tough for Mr. Big Stuff. I listen to the story about Mr. Big Stuff. But I want him to know that I'm tough with my stuff. Can't fool me with that Chicago strut and that Detroit grin. Your New York rap won't get you in, but maybe a 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 may open my door. They tell me James Brown is down and Wilson Pickett is wicked. They say Bobby Bird got the word, but I'm Vicki Anderson and I know I'm tough. Hey, I'm too rough for Mr. Big Stuff.
stupid man. Hitchhiking out of a good life in Saskatchewan. And he thinks that he's got big, big plans. Gonna build a house upon some land. RKC, don't it make you crazy? Oh, when you're living all alone by that damn water. RKC, don't it make you crazy? When you're living all alone by those still waters. Please say hello. Please say hello to my little baby daughter. Oh, Casey, tell her that her father's gonna be coming home so soon to see her. Well, I'm shooting down the turnpike with the driver doing 95 or maybe more. Don't you think he's loaded drunk or that he thinks that life's a bore? Oh, Casey, don't you know how it makes me so damn crazy living all alone by those waters? But please say hello. But please say hello to my little baby daughter. Please, please, won't you just give her a great big kiss? Then tell her that her stupid daddy will be coming home soon. Oh, Casey, don't you know that made me so damn crazy when I was living there all alone by those still waters? But please tell my baby daughter that I'm tired of now, but I'll be home soon and I'll be the daddy that I honor. Please say hello. Casey, please say hello from a stupid man. Give my little baby daughter a big kiss and tell her that her daddy'll be coming home soon. But Casey, don't you know I would make you so damn crazy when I was living there all.